There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this, partly cloudy and really, really foggy Sunday morning here in Kennebunk. It's been a hot week. A lot of heat, a lot of humidity. Great for the beachgoers, not too great for the gardeners. And coming up at 8 o'clock, I'm going to tell you about a very, very serious problem that is all over the Northeast. And I've been watching it for the last 2 years, and I didn't do anything about it, and I apologize for what I will tell you at 8 o'clock. And I'm really, really upset. I contacted the University of Maine in Orono, in their entomology department, and got the news, and it's going to be in this week's email newsletter. Everything that you'll need to do to protect this particular plant. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. And if your station doesn't carry us until 8, you can listen online at the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just click on Listen Live, and it will hook you up to GCN, the radio network that we broadcast from, and you can listen to the show and learn more about this very serious problem. That's not just New England, it's in New York, it's in Pennsylvania, and it's in probably Illinois, Indiana, down to the Carolinas. It's a big, big problem due to the weather. So we'll be talking more about that. Okay, Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Dwight from Maine. He's got a question about the wet and forget.
Okay, Dwight, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Morning, Paul. I've got a problem with lichen on a propane tank, and I was wondering if the wet and forget would deal with that.
The wet and forget will work on just about any surfaces. I've used it on wood. I've used it on canvas awnings, and it's taken the little black spots right off the canvas. It's taken that green coloration on the foundation of the house in the north side where there's no sun. It's taken the algae off of cement on brick pavers. And I'm assuming that it will take care of it on there. I used it on vinyl patio furniture and wooden patio furniture, and have had really good luck. I mean, it's not instant, but it will slowly break it down. So you take the product, you mix it according to the recommendation, and you soak the tank from top to bottom thoroughly. And in areas where it's really, really bad, go back 2 weeks later and do it again.
So that'll take care of the lichen?
Yep, they'll take care of the lichens and the moss and the algae and all kinds of funguses like that that live on your home and metal, plastic, concrete. So I don't see why it wouldn't work on a metal gas tank that's been painted, because the roots haven't gone into the paint of the steel. It's living right on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all natural. It will be absorbed into the foliage. So if you can do it on a nice sunny day, so that it has a chance to really get sucked in to the foliage and the algae and the lichen, then it should take care of it. And I would say like 3 weeks later, once you start to get some good rain, or you could just take a hose with some pressure, it'll wash right off the propane tank.
Oh, that sounds good. Thank you, Paul.
I thank you. I've had friends that have a fiberglass boat, and they leave it in the water, and when they bring it in the fall, they'll take a power washer and clean all the algae off a wooden or fiberglass boat, and then they put the wet and forget, because the power washer will break the algae off just above the root zone, and the wet and forget will go beyond the root zone and attack the root system, and that way it kills it and it doesn't come back. So it's a good product. I've used it. I've had great results with it. And I use it at my son's house in Florida, and it lasted about 10 months. And I mean, we went from a green house to a white house in about 30 days. So it should work real well for you. Thank you. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Holly from Maine. She's got a question about rhubarb.
Holly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the rhubarb?
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. I have
Good morning.
Rhubarb. My family just loves strawberry rhubarb pie, so I put in 5 plants 2 years ago, and they come out. They look great. I'm having good luck. I composted them. But now, towards the end of the summer, and it happened last year, they start to turn, the new leaves are green, but the other leaves are turning yellow, and they just rot. And
yep.
They're huge plants now. I'm quite happy, but I'm worried about this rotting. They
no,
turn
it's
yellow
nothing.
Wilt.
It's nothing to be concerned of. I have 2 big rhubarb plants. They're about 6-7 years old, and they'll spread almost 4 feet. And like you, my family loves rhubarb. I make a rhubarb crumble. And I'll make a strawberry rhubarb pie with a dough cover or a crumble cover. And we just can't eat it fast enough. And I have several friends, because I've got so much of it, I keep giving it away. But the thing that you have to do is, as soon as you notice that there is a seed head, cut it out.
Well,
don't
I haven't had
let
any
it
seed
go
head
to
yet.
Flower. Okay, well, that means the plant is still young. And then I was just in the garden 2 days ago, and the lower leaves, the older ones, have begun to turn yellow. And that's just a sign of the time of the year. It will slowly begin to fall apart. And all I did is I just grabbed a hold of the stem, pulled them from the main plant, threw them into the compost pile, and they're fine. And what okay. I'll do in September...
I'm listening, sorry.
The other thing I did is once I got the plant cleaned of these rotting stems, is I put some compost. I have a compost tumbler, and I make my own compost, and I probably put, a wheelbarrow between two plants. And I leave it like that for the winter. Once the frost hits the plant, I pull all the dead leaves off. I clean the garden. And in the spring,
I do have a couple more questions.
I'll put down... Okay, then you just hold on, Holly. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more. Okay?
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Espomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espomer.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Holly from Maine. Holly, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for letting me return with more questions. On my rhubarb, I've tried to pick a little bit because I heard the first year you pick a little bit, the second year you pick a little bit more. And my plants were huge when they started, and now they're half of what they were because of this yellow leaves are just rotting off on the bottom. And I think I might have two things going on, or even three. I have, in my yard, being on the coast, it's always moist, tons of snails and slugs, so I keep sluggo on it. Okay. And then they love the rhubarb, as well as the gosh darn Japanese beetles. So I put spinosad on it, and on those tiny specks that didn't have the white dust from the spinosad, those little Japanese beetles would land and do their thing. And I need to reapply spinosad. Is it every 2 weeks or...
Yeah, in your case, but see, the Japanese beetles are just about done right now.
Thank God.
They start around the 4th of July in New England. Ken Kukurowski from Bayer lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he was telling me they start there in mid-June. And he is all done with beetles chewing on his plants right now. And I've noticed that there are fewer and fewer beetles on the plant. So that's
going...
At my
house in Rockland, they're still going strong.
Okay. Then, now, you said you were using spinosad powder?
Right. Or Captain Jack. I mean, the Captain Jack.
Okay, yeah, Captain Jack is a liquid or a powder. The liquid I like much better. It spreads more evenly. You can get it underneath the leaves. It's a liquid, yeah.
Well, when I bought it, I thought that's the way it came. It was in a bag, and it's a white powder, so I just put that powder everywhere. Is there a way to turn my powder into a liquid?
No.
Okay.
So use it up. And in fact, if you've got, for example, asparagus, you can take the Captain Jack and throw it on the foliage of your asparagus, because right now the asparagus beetle is coming out and is starting to eat the foliage. You can apply it to broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale. And that will take care of all the chewing insects on them.
Okay.
And I also use it on potatoes, and it will take care of the Colorado potato beetles, which is a striped colored beetle, and it works fantastic. But next year, you buy Captain Jack liquid, and it comes in a bottle with a built-in sprayer. So you just attach it to your hose, turn the lever on, and as the water comes through the hose, it will siphon the product out of the bottle and mix with the tap water. And that way you can really coat every surface above and underneath, and the control will be a lot better.
One more question on that. I just grow the best bugs here in Rockland. I also have red spider mites, and I have a brick patio and another cement-like deck, and they are all over the place. So if I spray even the cement deck, I don't even know what they're eating on that. Will that also get rid of my red spider mites?
The best thing to kill spider mite. Now, spider mite is the size, if you took a piece of paper,
right, that teeny
and you
red
took paper. A ballpoint pen and you tapped it on the paper, that is the size of a spider mite. So are these spiders tiny, tiny, tiny like that?
Yes. Or, they're tiny, and they'll even grow all over my deck chairs. And you take your finger and hit it, and you've got this red smudge mark. I mean, they're just a tiny, tiny dot.
Okay.
Even a pen, they're just the same size or smaller than, you know, if you put your pen on the paper and dot it.
Okay. The best product, because you're walking on there barefoot, you're sitting in the furniture, is something called All Season Oil. It's a paraffin-based product, built-in sprayer, spray the deck, the furniture, and it smothers.
Mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Call us, and let's take care of your problems before they get started. Before we go to the caller lines, with all the heat and all of the humidity that everybody has had in the past couple of weeks, if your basement is getting that musty smell, pick up a product called Shoe Mold. It's spelled S-H-O-O-M-O-L-D. And it comes in a mister bottle. And what you would do is open up the windows and the bulkhead door in your basement and put on one of those paper masks. It is all natural, but you just don't want to take a chance and breathe it. And you spray it on the walls and the floor of your basement. So you may need to pick up a couple of them. And I'll tell you, within 2 days, that musty smell is gone, and it will last for up to a year. So take advantage of it. You can put it on paneling if you have a finished basement. If it's just a stone or a cement, spray as much of the cement as possible where the floor meets the wall. around your washer, a dryer, or a hot water tank, or a water meter, and it will make your basement smell a lot better. And you can pick it up at Aubuchon Hardware, Ace Hardware, Do It Best. And if you can't find it, here's a phone number to call, and they'll tell you where to find it, or they will ship it to you direct. The number is 781-449-6776. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gary from Maine. He's got a question about some grass and weeds growing along his raspberries that he wants taken care of.
Okay. Gary, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a couple of 30-foot rows of raspberries that I mulch with large wood chips, and the weeds still come up through there. So what can I spray along there to kill grass and weeds without killing the raspberry plants?
Okay. Are your raspberries all done for the year?
Oh, no, they're just coming in. I've got especially a late variety that's quite good.
Okay. There's a product called Clean Up or Kills All. It's similar to Roundup, but it's twice the strength for less money than Roundup, and to me, they're far superior products. And what you would do is you cannot get the product on the leaf of your raspberries, but you mix it and you put it in like a mister bottle or a pump can, and you spray it directly on the grass and not on the foliage. It will kill the grass, not hurt the raspberries. And what I like about it is within a 2-week period, the products will break down in the soil from the microbes that live there, the sun that hits the ground, and the moisture. And I have used this when I put in my vegetable garden. I sprayed the whole area with Kills All, and I waited 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, it was all dead. I rototilled in, and I planted. So it's a very, very safe product, but you can't get it on the foliage of the raspberry. Otherwise, you're going to kill the raspberry. So keep the nozzle as close to the grass as possible. Do it on a nice warm day, and that will take care of the problem. And while you're out, this is the best time of the year to kill poison ivy and sumac. So if you've got that on your property, hit them, and that will get rid of that noxious weed that can give you one heck of a rash.
Okay, that's great. Now, does Roundup break down that quickly also?
Roundup does break down quickly. As I said, it's not as strong, and it costs more money. So it's up to you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. One thing very, very important that I have to tell you. If any of you have Japanese bamboo growing on your property, right now it's making a white flower, and all the energy that the plant has is out of the ground trying to make the flowers that will make seed. Get the cleanup, get the Kills All, and spray your Japanese bamboo, and I mean soak it. Spray the flowers, the foliage, the stem, come back in about 10 days, do it again, and that will help to make the seeds sterile, and it will kill about 50% of the Japanese bamboo. When you see that it turns brown, get your weed whacker out and remove it right down to the ground. Clear it right out. And try and level the ground so that next year you can take your lawnmower in there, and as it does come up, you can mow it and mow it and mow it. And by doing this on a regular basis, within the course of 3 years, that Japanese bamboo will die from your property. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from Rhode Island. He's got a question about his pumpkins.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with the pumpkins?
Paul, they're still shriveling up on me. I called you about 2 weeks ago on the pumpkins, and I've got one that's growing beautifully. I've got three different styles, and I'm having a problem with them dying off on me. I don't understand it. I've got nice, beautiful vines. I got nice leaves, and yet I've got a pumpkin that's growing that's about maybe 2 foot around, and it's a beautiful looking thing, and anything past that is just shriveling up and dying.
Oh, wow.
I don't understand. I don't have the mold on the leaves that I had last year.
How large does the pumpkin get before it rots?
Like
a softball?
Yes, about that size. In between a hard ball and a softball. And then it starts to shrivel.
And has this just started lately?
Within the past month, because I called you on it before.
Okay. I think that part of the problem is pollination. The bees, when you get temperatures 85 to 90, don't do as much work in your garden as they do when your temperatures are 70 to 80 degrees. And what happens is the plant forms a little pumpkin about the size of a golf ball. It makes that yellow-orange flower, and then you need the bees to do the pollination. And if it's hot, they're not working like they should. And, you know, it's been a long time since we've had this amount of heat day after day after day.
That's true.
And I think that's part of your problem. So what I'd like you to do, when your plants come into flower, the female has a little pumpkin behind the blossom. The male flower is a stem with just a flower on it. Okay?
Yes.
Now, what I want you to do is to cut a male flower, and you're going to become the bumblebee. And you're going to take the male flower, and you're going to stick the male flower into the female and rub the different parts of the flower together so that you can transfer the pollen from the male to the female.
Right.
And that will ensure that the plant is pollinated. Now, when it's hot and the bees don't produce the pollen and the pumpkin starts to grow and there's no seed, in a pumpkin, the pumpkin is aborted.
Okay.
So cut a few male flowers, go to a female that's got a pumpkin on it, and then just squish it together, move it around, get that yellow pollen on the female portions of your plant, and that will ensure that you get pollination.
Okay. Well, I'll give that a shot. I got nothing else to lose.
That's right.
So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate the phone call. And the other thing that all of you want to do to listen to the program, and tell your friends the same thing. Your tomato plants, it's the end of August. And they've got a lot of tomatoes on them at this point. And what I'd like you to do is to pinch the tip of every tomato branch off. That will stop it from getting taller. It will stop it from making new fruit. And because it's not growing, it will send all of the energy to the fruit that are on your plants now, make them larger, and the ones that are green, it will help them to ripen. So, because any fruit that matures now will not have enough time to be large enough and ripe enough to eat. So cut it back, let the energy go into the plant, and your tomatoes will ripen faster, and the little ones will get bigger. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that antibiotics powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Becky from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her rose bushes and another question about transplanting.
Okay, Becky, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I have a climbing rose bush, and like the lowest 3 feet, like all the leaves have turned yellow and fallen off, and it just looks so barren. It was like really full at the beginning of the summer, and now it just looks sick. Like,
okay. Have you been watering?
Yeah, I've been watering it, and I've been feeding it that Bayer 3-in-1.
Yep.
Fertilizer.
Now,
I have another one just like it, only I didn't put a trellis on it, and that one's, like, full.
That one is full. Okay.
Yeah.
The one that is yellowing, it's on a trellis. Is it up against the house or?
No, it's freestanding.
It's freestanding.
The trellises. So it's air around it all over the place.
Now, is there one rose or two rows? One on each side of the trellis?
No, just one.
Just
on
one.
The front of it.
Okay. And it started off really healthy and now it's being bleached out.
Yeah, and like there's no foliage at all. The lowest 3 feet of it. And, like, the stalks are brown. Some are, they're not green.
Okay. What I want you to do is kneel down at the base of the plant.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to notice a fist-like growth. And out of that fist-like growth, the branches should be coming out of there.
Okay?
Anything that is coming from below that growth is a sucker. And you want to remove every single one of those.
Okay.
Because
I'm looking at it right now. Okay.
Because it's stealing energy from the plant. So anything that's on that swollen area is
oh, like
a viable plant. And
okay.
Everything that's below the graft is a sucker and needs to be removed.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we've been hot. We've been dry. And just to give you an idea, a rose bush, a regular bush that grows like 3 feet tall,
yep.
requires 3 to 5 gallons of water per plant per week.
Okay.
Okay. And a climbing one is going to require twice that because it's a lot taller. There's a lot more foliage. And we've been hot. I mean, we've had a good 10 days of mid to high 80s, low 90s. We've had a lot of humidity. And roses suffer when you get that kind of weather. So you can't just take, you know, stand up with the hose, squirt it at the base of the plant, and give it a drink that way. What you've got to do is take the nozzle off the hose, crack it open so that you get a stream the size of your little finger, and put it at the base of your rose bush and let it soak for about 15 minutes.
Oh, all right.
So if you could do that, you know, until the weather cools off here, twice a week, and then I would get some Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy that at most garden centers. And I would make 4 or 5 gallons, pour it around the base of the plant slowly so that it soaks in. I think you're going to see a lot happen to that plant.
Like do it right now, the Neptune stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Do it right now.
I was wondering because I have hydrangeas next to those, and I feed those like different fertilizer. That wouldn't matter, right?
No, I mean, you can grow hydrangea.
Okay.
You can grow hydrangeas and perennials right near roses, and they will not affect each other.
Okay. Thank you. So then my other question, I was looking, I have a bleeding heart I wanted to transplant.
Yeah, the best time to transplant a bleeding heart is in late March, early April, when it's about 2 inches tall. It doesn't do well in the fall.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.